Some sobering statistics on the impacts of flooding on Queensland home values. It's estimated at-risk properties are worth a combined $19 billion less than they would have been otherwise. While Bedina has made a list of the top 10 most value-impacted suburbs in Australia, coming in third place, where some homes are now valued at 9.5% less due to flood risk.
So many flood-prone properties consistently sell at a reduction in value, whilst neighbouring homes without such risk retain stronger value.
That's PropTrack's Eleanor Cray there. Disappointing results from a two-day traffic blitz on the Sunshine Coast, with police trying to reduce road trauma involving motorbikes. The Strategic Motorcycle Enforcement Response Units conducted patrols around Mullaney, Peachester and Woother on Saturday and Mount Mee, Woodford and Kilcoy on Sunday. They issued 83 traffic infringement notices. In one case, a motorbike was intercepted, allegedly travelling at 172 k's an hour in an 80 zone on Mullaney Stanley River Road at Reuben. The rider, a 48-year-old man from Watulla, was fined more than $2,000 and his licence has been suspended. 23.5% of all lives lost on Queensland roads so far this year have involved motorbikes. The Noosa Council's picked up one of the country's most prestigious awards for engineering. The highly complex Black Mountain Road Landslide Reconstruction Project was one of 13 nominated for the award by local councils in Queensland. It won top prize, being named the winner for projects over $10 million at the Institute of Public Works Engineering Australasia Excellence Awards. The $40 million project spanned 130 metres in length and had a depth of the size of a five-storey building. It followed a landslide which was caused by the February 2022 flooding event. It was fully reopened to traffic in July this year. And Queensland's SIPS fishing competition has reeled in more than 460 anglers. Participants caught over 2,100 fish across 61 dams and weirs. 15-year-old Sunshine Coast local Amy Richards caught the most across Queensland, a whopping 326 fish while fishing alongside her grandfather at Barumba Dam.